choose shirt, but we got a lot of problems here. It's the following reasons why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Let's at least try just once. Why we can't have nice things starts us in Missouri.
Missouri.
Chesterfield, Missouri, an East St. Louis man is facing multiple charges after he allegedly robbed a Dave's Hot Chicken over the weekend in Missouri. According to statements, Lassane Whitley entered the restaurant Saturday with an armed pistol. At the time of the incident, happening around midnight. Anyway, all of this on what little he did end up getting away with. And he did get away with it, at least, but he was caught by, of course, the surveillance cameras. And there was a little bit of a scuffle with one of the employees there. Nobody was injured, nothing like that. But in that scuffle, you could see on the back of Whitley's underwear, the brand name True Religion. Police officers definitely took note of that. Because when they caught up with Whitley, he was found by police wearing the same underwear captured on camera. That is the evidence. No word if he has changed it or washed it, but
it got him in trouble.
Dun, 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 dun. Dirty laundry indeed.
Prime days have arrived. So what are you going to buy? Electronics, kitchenware, clothes, maybe some nice new votes. A woman in Newburg, Maine got the shock of her life when she received 250 absentee ballots in an Amazon delivery.
Nice.
The FBI and local law enforcement are on the case, and the timing is perfection. You know, the elections are just a few weeks away, and you want to shop early for those things.
That is good. That is important. Although, when I'm buying ballots, I usually get a better deal on Temu.
They don't know what they're doing.
No,
don't get name brand ballots. Name brand ballots, that's so yesterday. Well, you could try to return those ballots and whatnot, but still, you're going to get shamed. You may have heard about how a 50-pound fiberglass dinosaur named Claire was stolen from a Los Angeles gas station a couple of weeks ago.
Claire?
Surveillance footage showed the thief removing Claire, again, 50-pound fiberglass dinosaur, loading it in the back of the truck by somebody else. And then they both drove away. That video, by the way, was filmed by Jamie Lee Curtis, the actress.
What?
Yeah, weird. Anyway, that has nothing to do. Well, the dinosaur was returned overnight on Monday, anonymously with a note attached saying, "I'm sorry for stealing Claire. Please do not press charges." The return was also caught on surveillance cameras, but the owner of the gas station say they will not press charges and are just happy to have the dinosaur back.
Aww.
And oh my gosh, that was Jamie Lee Curtis.
You ever grab your seat on a plane, start taxiing down the runway, and decide, maybe I just want to stay home instead? Really happened to me either, but a passenger on flight 788 United from Indianapolis had a change of heart. They ran to the door, opened it wide open, the slide flew out, police rushed to the scene.
Oh, wow.
They promptly took him or her into custody. Passengers had to return to the gates.
Oh, man.
Guess where they were headed?
Hmm.
Not Florida, but close. Houston.
Oh, that's so much fun. I've grabbed my seat plenty of times, but only as a flotation device.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. And that did inflate, that slide. Let's stay on the topic of inflation. Not economically, but up to 25 small hot air balloons, some carrying smuggled cigarettes, entered a Lithuanian airspace late this Saturday, and that forced the shutdown of the Vilnius Lithuanian airport. 25 of these, a sortie, a barrage of little balloons carrying smuggled items that were supposed to go to a nearby prison. It didn't make it. Didn't get really past as they started shooting them down with, well, anything that they could find that could shoot things. And in Lithuania, there's quite a few things like that, right?
That's
kind of tough over there, right there. So, no word on what they did with the counterfeit cigarettes. But again, this is not a sanctioned
will it float at all.
Okay.
Don't do that.
You ever lay asleep and wonder, what could be lurking in my wife's beautiful little dreams? Well, a man in India says he knows, and it is not pretty. He claims the missus turns into a snake at night, bites him repeatedly, calls it pure torture, worries she could kill him at any moment. Marriage.
That's just marriage.
Yeah.
And you may want to...
Oh, you're in trouble, Doug.
You may just want to go.
You better run, run.
And let us go to Puna, Hawaii.
Aloha.
As a Puna man, that's fun to say, was recently charged with burglary. Nude.
Whoa.
Yeah, he started that way. He didn't have any clothes on. He tried to enter a house, but he was unsuccessful. And surveillance cameras captured the thief. Deputy prosecutors say, when we say we have seen it all, this takes it to a new level. Yeah, they did see it all. Well, at least the other guy had, even if he didn't wash him, the underwear on.
Dum, you know? Dum, 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 dum